I think the background to this is, I mean, there's a personal background, isn't it? So I grew up in that area. I ran a charity, and she hated the fact that I was popular with the locals because I was a local and we did lots of work for the locals, for us, by us. And she really, really hated that. And obviously, she wanted to attack me because their whole thing is, you're Tory, you can't be one of us. You don't know what it's like. Of course, I know it's like I was born there. And she was just trying to rubbish the idea that a Tory would have something to offer, you know, ordinary working people, especially from a place like North Kensington Grove. She didn't want that to happen.
Token ghetto boy, is that racist?
For me, token ghetto boy feels racist. Imagine, you know, I said something about a female, but, you know, in that way, I'd be getting done. You know, people be talking about me being sexist. You know, she is a sneaking suspicion I always had. She never liked us. She never liked all the boys I had to deal with. A lot of boys I dealt with who you know, they were out there. Do you know what I mean? But somebody had to deal with them, and we dealt with them as a charity, and I dealt with them individuals. And there's always a sneaking suspicion she didn't like us. And I feel it in that comment. It feels direct at us because we were the black boys that she didn't like. That's what it feels like to me.
What gave you that sneaking suspicion?
She always looked down on us. All the and she took, they took time to try and destroy the charity. They set all kinds of myths going, tried to get the charity commission involved. Of course, we were only doing good work, so we were fine.
And how offensive, how offended are you by that term, token ghetto boy?
Any black person would know, if you really want to offend a black person, you would call them token, you would call them coconut. Do you know what I mean? You would say to them that they're just there, they're just using you. She knows what she's doing, she knows what she's saying. What's really offensive, that she, as a middle-aged, you know, white woman, feels that she has the right to speak into that conversation like that. You know what I mean? That is so offensive. You know, I don't know many other middle-aged white women who would do that. They would probably realise that's a conversation that black people keep among themselves, and it's really quite a serious, hurtful thing to say. You'd have to think twice about saying it. And I think she knows that, and that's why she went there. She's trying to cause maximum personal pain. Like I say, she is a bully. She's well known for it.
What should happen to her now?
I think somebody's senior, Jeremy Corbyn, needs to ask her, what does she think she's doing? He needs to consider withdrawing the whip. He needs to consider her position. If you're a Labour Party member, you're sat there thinking that, you know, we know working class people, you know, we care for the little man. Does this comment make you feel good about the Labour Party, about what she said? Because there's no version of events that says I'm from the upper middle class, you know. I'm a Ladbroke Grove boy, grew up in Ladbroke Grove, went to Henry Compton in Fulham, you know, lived an ordinary life. I'm very proud of my black working class roots, very, very proud of them. And I just feel like she's attacked not only me, but everybody else, black or white, who lives the way I live, which is probably most people. And what she's worried about now, right, they're probably thinking that, you know, I'm interested in her seat and all the rest of that. What she really needs to worry about is that the local people are gunning for her, because when she was on the TMO, this is a comment I wish I'd said in the interview.
No, go on, and you say it to me now.
Local people feel failed by her because she was on the TMO board, and a local person said to me they had to battle with her to get them to represent her, and they never did. And look at the big failing that's left in the Grenfell now. One of the key problems that happened in Grenfell was the way the board didn't respond to the local people and their concerns, and she was on that board.